The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
There's a lot of people running their mouth that don't stay the night, never come through town. And some other people running about that don't take the time to suss you out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Sponsored by the Wireline Group with the podcast party. I'm joined today by Troy Haben, Gavin Schmidt, and Philip
Hinojosa.
Hinojosa. Way off on that. I apologize because we didn't even introduce ourselves with our last names yet. My name is Jason Spies, by the way. How are you doing?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing excellent, Philip. Thank you for joining us here today. Troy, how are you doing?
Doing well, Jason. Thanks for having us.
And Gavin, how are you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
All right, folks. There are the voices of Troy, Gavin, and Philip. So that way we can follow along a little bit here. And let's talk a little bit about Wellhead Systems, Inc. and what it is you guys do for the oil and gas industry.
Well, Jason, again, thanks for having us. Wellhead Systems, Inc.'s manufacturer out of Hill City, Kansas, and we manufacture surface hookup equipment for artificial lift systems in the oil and gas industry. We've vastly become a market leader in our products and in the development of new innovation, as well as products that specifically take care of or help with the current business models and changes of ESG and what we can do to help do our part as a manufacturer to create a better environment for folks to work in the oil patch in the future, for sure.
You bring up the ESG buzzword, so we'll transition into that next. One of the things that we talk about in the Crude Life, in fact, we actually created a new brand called ESG University just for the simple fact of educating people. And our mission statement really has become ESG is here. It's on the 1 yard line. There's 99 yards to go. It's the first quarter. The refs haven't brought the rules out and the ball isn't even out in the field, but the game's already started because companies are being impacted and economies are being impacted, and ESG scores are available on Yahoo Finance. Can you imagine the gall of someone to come out with an ESG score before there's even a universal thing?
It's definitely in the infancy stages, for
right.
Sure, for
yep.
Sure. And it is with us as well. We're treading new water, if you will, but we're excited about the opportunities. Some of our new products have fit right in with that change in the culture and change in the marketplace, and a little bit of blessing for us, for sure, but we feel like we're focused at least not only in the short term but also in the long term to be able to provide the producers with the products that they need to meet those ESG requirements moving forward.
And I'm glad you took it to the positive direction, because we can sit here and complain about ESG all day long, but the reality is, I just said, the game's already started. And what I mean by that is the SEC last March developed a task force specifically to define the ESG criteria over the next 12 to 18 months. So next year, it's here. And right now, I'm telling companies, get a hold of the narrative now before you start reacting to the final product. And what you guys are bringing in is part of that narrative.
Absolutely, Jason. And I'm sure the folks that have started it fully expect, like we do, it's going to have some changes along the way.
Without a doubt.
But I'm glad our industry is taking the initiative to start defining that and support defining those processes. I believe it's in the best interest of all of us that we are involved right up front and have input as to what those ratings and how those scores should be defined in the industry, at least have input into those decision makings. We're all trying to do the right thing, and we'd certainly like to all be a part of the future and in any type of ratings or scores or things that determine ESG ratings. I think the more we're involved, the more it's going to be beneficial, not just to one entity, but to all of us in the oil and gas industry.
Here we are at Wellhead Systems, Inc. At the booth, I guess. It would be the outside exhibition booth at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Largest and oldest oil show in the country, and you've got a video monitor up there with your recent video, And it's I3D, it says over there in the corner, in some Tetris block formation. Talk to me a little bit about I3D and what this video is educating the people on.
Well, I3D is the video company we use.
Oh, okay. Well, there.
but it's a great promo, Jason. Maybe I'll get a discount on the video,
hey,
right?
That's right. Hey, pal, I'm going to send you an invoice, I3D. Three invoices, too. Okay.
Very good. Now, we're showcasing one of our new products, Jason, the Model JT. Where it fits into the ESG is, again, we kept it pretty simple from the beginning, was we tried to reduce leak paths. Our products have been progressing over the years. We probably made a leap with this product, certainly into the new reduced carbon footprint environment for sure. So what the Model JT does in simple terms, it takes three connections and moves it to one. So we basically reduced your leak paths by 66% per well from a traditional hookup. And again, that's just simple math. If three connections is 100%, right, to take two away, that's, you know, you reduce it 66%. So that in itself is I think, going to be of a great benefit, not just from a operational standpoint, but again, also from a reduction in the carbon footprint. And it's also got environmental benefits because we've combined it three components into one now and have one connection. We also have less waste, if you will. When those products come to the end of their life, the Model JT, instead of having to throw the whole product away, we have the ability to detach a base, which is typically what it fails first, because it's the thinnest part of the material. It's attacked with different corrosives and chemicals possibly, but we have the ability to change that out and replace that. So the product's life cycle has been extended tremendously, again, reducing the carbon footprint and overall waste in at least in our product lines and in the industry.
You know, the ESG and some of the engineering that's really created that 66% reduction, because that's the fine tuning devil in the detail.
It is, Jason. Again, it's basically taking separate components, combining them together, not only combining them together, but improving them as well. The pressure balance BOP rim on the Titan Premier is the first in the industry, used a lot in the drilling applications over the years, but not so much on the production applications. So we've integrated that into our product as well, mm-hmm. which is certainly a product enhancement and improvement. We've improved elastomers, which again is one of the biggest causes of your leaks, right? They're a wear item, so we continue to work on improving those elastomers to last longer, to withstand heat, especially out in California where they do a lot of steam applications. So we have several different rubber compounds to customize, if you will, a bit to each well, because we know every well is a little bit different, has its own uniqueness. But with this system, other than changes in elastomers, we're able to help companies standardize.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
I said the joker gets my eye, but I looked over and I caught some feelings. Saw a couple things that I really liked, but you got caught up in the big daydreaming. It's what you don't say. It's like a pretty black Cadillac with no brakes. It's like your girlfriend lying to your bold face.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
And then you turn back. Oh, baby, what happened? Cause that was all there the minute I found you.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep, a good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
for more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in western North Dakota, home of the Bakken.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
And welcome to the Crude Life Morning Show. Play hard, work hard. My name is Jason Spies. We are live here at the Permian Basin Association of Pipeliners booth at the Shell Energy Resources Trade Show and Conference happening here in Midland at the Horseshoe Pavilion. I have got Ron Gusick with me, the president of Liberty Oilfield Services. How are you doing today, sir?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you this morning, Jason?
Oh, pretty good. Oh, you got good levels on your mic. All right, never mind. You don't need to get as close as I thought. ESG, let's talk about that for a little bit. I wrote down, because I didn't want to forget, and this is something I've been talking about for a while. You guys just came out with your first report, so I'm going to be curious to see what your reaction is on this. That's why I love having guys like you on, because we don't prep ahead of time. We just go from the hip. ESG, I believe this is something the industry can get a handle on. I believe that if they get a hold of the narrative now, like when Kevin Cramer said the day after Trump didn't, when Biden was elected or whatever, Kevin Cramer came out and said, okay, now let's join the Paris Accord and tell them the way the world works instead of reacting, you know. So that was an attempt to grab a hold of the narrative. So I believe that's where we're at with the ESG, because here's why. I think the G is going to be very hard for the oil and gas industry because of PTSD. I believe there's a lot of post-traumatic stress disorder against the oil and gas industry, the same way a restaurant owner has got PTSD against bad service. You do one thing wrong, it takes out 100 rights, okay? You have 100 great meals and you do one bad one, and all of a sudden they're going and telling everybody about the bad meal, but it takes 100 meals to go tell 3 people, right? A lot of that was with oil and gas too. I mean, people are still citing Exxon and BP. Those were decades ago, man. Those were decades ago. Imagine all the good that's come here since then. So I do think it eventually will be fine, that whole transparency and the ESG thing. I know Whiting was trying to get an early adapter on that. Ashley McNamee, she's now with Wilson and Alvarez, or Marshall and Alvarez. They're tackling that. But I do think this will come to fruition. I think the S is easy. That's the social part. That's just sharing some time, you know. That's like at the Bakken barbecue. We're turning it into a social thing where we're saying, okay, well, barbecues are inherently discriminatory against vegetarians. We're going to offer potatoes. It's a great thing to put your meat on. It's a great thing to put your barbecue on. Doesn't mean you have to, but now the vegetarians don't feel like they're slighted against. When we had Mayor Patrick Payton on, he took it a step further and said he believes that that's true with women, that a lot of women are having a hard time making their way coming up through a very male-dominated industry through the year. He called it chauvinism, okay? So that, what we're doing also at the Bakken Barbecue, we're going to have Miss Teen North Dakota, who just handed off her crown, 2020. She's going to get up on stage and talk about how important mental health is. She's from Watford City. Mm-hmm. So there's an S example, again, using the platform that oil and gas has created, these trade shows, these barbecues, to allow these social groups to come up and at least speak their mind, okay? The E is done. What you're doing, environmental. What we've done at reclamation sites, environmental. That's the irony in this whole thing, is that like it almost is like the opposition is coming at the industry saying, you guys are not environmentally friendly. No, actually, we're extremely environmentally friendly, like the way hunters are when it comes to conservation. It's kind of backwards. Are you following me on this at all a little bit? Okay, I want to know what you think about my whole ESG, how industry is going to tackle it now that you guys have done your first report.
Yeah, great question. And I,
very
and I think
long
you made
one.
Some great points. You know, from a social standpoint, I think our industry is tremendous. Amount of good we do in the communities we work in, I think we could hold ourselves up against anybody. I do not know a person in this industry who is not committed to the well-being of their community and trying to do things to help change that community for the better. And,
agreed.
And the list of causes, if you were to walk around this show and ask every one of these companies, I suspect the list of causes would be long that they support.
Without a
and,
doubt.
And so I agree 100%. I think our industry has always been all in on that. We do a great job of it. We maybe don't talk about it too much, but...
That's right. I'd like to interject just one second, and then I'll let you go to the next letter. We had this problem in journalism. I've interviewed some of the top minds in the world, okay? And I don't get a picture with them, okay? Like, I don't do that. Well, now a lot of people that I interview that are under the age of 40,
they just want the selfie. They don't want the interview, right? And so I'm like, okay, this is new to me. So I this is my post-traumatic stress disorder in the same way the oil and gas industry has a hard time bragging. Some of us just like to hand the ball off to the ref and act like we've scored a touchdown before. Not everybody likes to brag and, you know, do a dance. But it almost seems like we got to do a little bit of that dance now. You know what I mean by that?
Right.
So anyway, that's kind of my analogy, just to let the oil and gas industry know. In the media, we've had to deal with this too, that unfortunately part of our business now is my picture with Ron Gusick at the Permian Basin Association of Pipeliners. This is branding and image control. So that's all my message is there. So if you want to take the next one, which is G...
Yeah, so from a governance standpoint, yeah. You know, I also think the industry, I do think the industry had some work to do there. You know, I don't think we had great alignment necessarily between how we, how a leadership team, for example, was incentivized versus what the investment community would have had. But we've seen a real shift in that over the last couple of years. I think we've had a recognition amongst companies that that we need to think about these things differently. Oil and gas has not been a tremendously investable space of late. In fact, you hear a lot of people talking about encouraging yanking money out of oil and gas, and we've got to do different in that regard. And I think there's been, you know, there used to be a growth for growth's sake mentality, maybe without consideration for the returns that came as a result of that. But you've seen that change in the last couple of years. We've seen businesses now living inside of cash flow, making sure that they generate a return to the shareholders, that the leadership team, their compensation is aligned with the shareholders. And so I think from a governance standpoint, we've really started to move the needle there. It's something we've been quite proud of at Liberty since the day we started. And so it's an important aspect of the report we touch on. And it's an important piece of our world for sure. But in the report, of course, we saved the biggest letter for last, which is E.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes up, you know, if you look at our report, it's 84 pages long, I think. The E section takes up probably 3/4 of that.
Can I ask you, is it things you have done or things you're going to do or both?
It's a little bit of that, but maybe more importantly than that, it's the things that the industry has done.
Okay.
It's the things that oil and gas have done to change the world. And so what our concern with ESG reports had been, at least in the oil and gas space up to this point in time, is that they were exactly that. They were this idea of just trying to check some boxes and say, these are all the things we've done to get a little bit better. But that's only a small part of the conversation when we think about E. I think the conversation had to be much, much bigger than that. At least that's how we felt at Liberty. And so when you look at our report, what you're going to find is that the first half of that report is a broad conversation on energy and the role it plays in the world. Because I don't think you can have a conversation about the other part of this without understanding that broader context first. Energy is what lifted us out of poverty. It's what's changed our lives to allow us to have vacation time, to live in the houses that we do, to drive the cars that we do. I mean, that is all brought about as a result of access to cost-effective, reliable energy. And there's a lot of the world that doesn't enjoy that privilege yet today. And so this idea that we can talk about the impacts of producing oil and gas without talking about the benefits of them just didn't make any sense to us. And so we wrote a much broader report than that I hope provides a framework for how other people will think about an ESG report going forward, which is, first, we talk about the big picture, the broader context in which energy plays in the world, and then with a recognition after going through all of that, that we can't live without oil and gas, not for many, many decades to come, that it's incumbent upon us as an industry to produce those molecules as cleanly as possible, and here are the things we are doing to achieve that, to continue to move forward as an industry and as Liberty to get better and better at that. That's the biggest part of the report. Speed limits are a great example. If we only looked at the negatives, the consequences of driving, of having speed limits of 65 or 75 miles an hour, you would decide very, very quickly that we should never allow cars to go more than 5 miles an hour. You could get rid of every accident that ever happened if we only let cars go 5 miles an hour. But there would be a massive economic trade-off to that. and a massive trade-off in our freedom and ability to go see the world. You can't do anything if you can only go places at 5 miles an hour. And so, you know, we have these people who choose to set the speed limits with a consideration for the pros and the cons. And we recognize there will be a cost, accidents, insurance costs, and things like that, by virtue of having speed limits that high. But that's a situation where we evaluated one side and the other side of the coin and arrived at the right decision. And I don't think that narrative has happened in oil and gas today.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with Jason Spies.
You remind me that I'm not in control. I'm out of control, man. You know I think that I'm better alone. But you're keeping me open. And what I see and even something they don't. You already know that.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Hill with Night Fire Specialist here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show.
Ken Levin with the wonderful Mertz Manufacturing.
Who do we got? Kent Brown, the Wireline Group.
The Wireline Group.
The Wireline Group.
Kent, you've been my victim before on this
show.
Yes,
I have.
Yeah.
So I get drug into this party that you guys have already had?
Well, I was told that I had to like have somebody to watch me next to.
Oh, okay. So I should be right here then, is what you're saying. Okay,
Hey, we came here today, and thank you for supporting and, I mean, funding the podcast party here at the Permian Basin Gas Show.
Huge thank you.
Glad to do it. Excited. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's
amazing sponsor.
It's guys like you with a vision to continue to move forward with our industry, you know, and it goes to not just like stuff like this, but your own company, the Wireline Group. You know, what are you guys doing that's going to really just change the way the wireline industry is evolving?
Well, I don't know that we do anything different than everybody else. We go out there every day trying to succeed. We do all aspects of the cased hole wireline, from well logging to pump down completions. We got our management team down here from the Rockies and the Permian. Just we're doing our best we can every day. We do have, new to the industry, we have the first slim hole addressable switch.
Whoa, wait, is this an industry first right here?
The only one of its kind. Basically, we're using addressable switches every day, but we've implemented it into a slim hole application so we can use it in our pipe recovery applications so that we can be 100% RF safe on location.
No.
You know, people want it. We're providing it. We partnered up with a company called Wellmatix. We built this thing, and it's the only one in the U.S. right now.
Only one, guys, right here.
For those of us in the industry, I mean, this is great.
I want to hold it.
Explain
can I hold it?
People outside of oil and gas, what this can do for your company?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, what is this going to do for companies?
So right now, the pipe recovery market's kind of underserved in the We use a lot of, you know, chemical cutters, jet cutters, other forms of explosives and things like that. And what this does is this allows us to apply the same level of safety to that aspect of our business that we're doing every day on the pump down completions and regular perforating jobs. So what it adds an extra layer of safety. We can be RF safe out there. It complies with everything that we're doing elsewhere in the industry, but we're addressing a niche of the market that no one else has yet.
Wow, that is great.
Told you he was doing some new stuff.
And we got to show it to you guys here first. That's, guys, absolutely amazing. And that's what we need in our industry is moving forward, just like you said, Matt. And you guys are doing it right here. What is the best way for them to get in touch with you guys to see this new technology, to get it on their locations?
They can go to the website. We got several addresses there, sales@thewirelinegroup.com. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram, all those places.
You're on Matt.
Yeah, we're on this, right? So, yeah, I mean, absolutely. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean,
so, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Kent Brown with a B.
Yeah, checking them out.
So, anyway, we're just trying to get better every day. That's our goal.
We're trying to differentiate ourselves. Well, appreciated. I mean, everybody is talking about the Wireline Group, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a goal, I think, right?
Absolutely.
Make sure you all come out and say hello to the Wireline Group here at the Permian Basin International and Gas Show while you're here. Kent Brown, everybody.
See you, dude.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Take care.
God bless. Bye.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Hey, folks. Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now. For only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98. Regularly $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Permian Basin International Oil Show Spectacular. Here we are at the Permian Basin Podcast Party, sponsored by the Wireline Group. I'm being joined by Scott Thoreau.
Terrio,
I apologize because I just met you, and I don't even think we introduced ourselves here. Very short if we did, so say it one more time.
Scott Terrio.
Scott Terrio is with us with Danos. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes, Danos.
Danos was the other choice, but we went with Danos, so thank you for that. I appreciate you coming by here today. What do you think of the show?
It's pretty big. It's the first time I've been here, so a lot of activity going on, a lot of people.
You know, there's a whole other building of exhibitors, too.
Yes.
And I think there's even another one, too, after that. Boy, it is a great show, lots to see. I wonder if anybody can get in all the booths, actually, in 3 days. It's get your steps in for sure.
That's right.
So what is it that Danos does in the oil and gas industry first, and then afterwards specifically what you do in the oil and gas industry? Start with the company. Give us the elevator pitch. Give us the genesis. What happened? How'd it go?
Yeah, so Danos has been around for, it's going on 75 years now, providing oil field services. So production, labor, construction, coatings, those type of service lines. And then specifically my service line that we just really started up this year is I2MS, which is Intelligent Integrated Material Solutions.
Okay.
We're really taking control of the materials management market and providing a full service line to the industry.
Boy, you know, you mentioned the coating business. That has changed so much in the last 8 to 10 years with innovation.
Yes.
And I don't think people understand, you know, whether it's nanotechnology or some sort of synthetics or new metallic thing. I'm just amazed at how something people see on a regular basis, like a coating, has got its own supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
just blows me away. So anything you want to add about the innovation when it comes to that in terms of how it's impacting the energy industry?
Yeah, I think I2MS and the division that I'm managing now, what's special about our offering is we got partnerships with technology companies. So instead of our clients having to go out and purchase these tools, whether it's an inventory optimization tool or a warehouse management system, we take care of those relationships with those partners, and then we bring a true service offering to our customers.
How about when it comes to outside the oil and gas industry? Are you guys specifically oil and gas industry? Do you take business outside of the oil and gas industry, either through municipalities or anything like that?
No, we're definitely venturing outside oil and gas, so it's any asset-intensive industry, so utilities. We're having conversations with a paper company. So
paper?
Yeah.
Still paper companies around. It's good to hear. I'm a former publisher, so I'm all right, still fighting the fight. I like to hear that, paper. Talk to me a little bit about either it's the ESG movement or the environmental side of things. You know, we mentioned the innovation side of things. How about the environmental side? Are you guys at all involved with that or taking a look in any way towards that?
Yeah, we do have a new renewables division that
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay.
That we've spun off. So doing some work there with some solar panel companies. So yeah, we're definitely seeing a turn there and a need for that from our customers.
And you specifically now, how is it that you, or what talents are you bringing to the energy industry, I guess?
So anything really specifically with supply chain. So,
okay.
Inventory control, right? We take control of our clients' inventory and really put a plan so they could see exactly what they have on their books, right?
One of the interesting interviews that we had was from Dr. Natalie Simpson out of the University of Buffalo, New York. And she's a national and international expert when it comes to supply chain crisis management. And she's been in the news because of the hurricanes and because of the Huntington Beach spill and a number of different things. And so we had her on basically to talk solution-based journalism, not to point fingers, to say, what are we learning from this right now? And what she mentioned was the supply chain is more of a web, and it's the communication gaps where the chain seems to be having some issues. Just, you're nodding a little bit, yeah. So I'm glad because, folks, we didn't plan these questions, and some of these questions, you know, are a little bit difficult at times, and that is one because it goes against conventional thought. One of the things that's good about the oil and gas industry, I think, is that they can tell the story if they want. And a part of that, I believe, is the supply chain, honestly. Just what's your thoughts on the communication and the supply chain and the web and the all that?
Yeah, I think when you talked about storms and those type of things, it really affects our business, and communication's key. So a lot of our facilities were messed up and for our clients. And we had to adjust and be agile and move to different locations along the Gulf Coast. We're still operating out of Galveston, some parts of our business that we were operating out of Houma, mm-hmm. Louisiana. So having those pieces in place and being able to communicate those changes when they need to happen is definitely key.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
I work here every day, but when the lights go out, it's in that I say, sad to behold, nothing you could do will make me go.
Hey folks, Jason Spies with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
I never let the Joker out my sight. Never went broke on an all or nothing. Never made a bet so out of line till I met you and I hit the ground running.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Week in Review. My name is Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We're going to go to a press conference right now with U.S. Senator John Hoeven about the recent energy prices and inflation issues.
Yesterday, we were here talking about the impact of inflation on food prices that you're seeing across the country. Today, the focus is on energy, but it's all intertwined. We're seeing this, you know, across the economy, all goods and all services, and that's impacting everybody on a daily basis, no matter what they're doing. And, you know, we've given you some of the statistics. Like, for example, in my state, average price of a gallon of gas has gone from just over $2 to now well over $3. Natural gas prices have almost tripled since the beginning of the year. And so we're seeing it across the board. And that is a tax on every single American every single day that they're paying. That's the reality. And it is the policies of this administration that's causing it. You can't come in on day one and start shutting down pipelines or setting up a moratorium on leasing on federal lands and federal waters and taking those kind of steps of increasing regulation and making it more difficult to produce energy here at home. You can't do those things and not drive up energy prices. And that's exactly what this administration is doing. And then amazingly, they take the sanctions off Nord Stream 2 and allow Russia to bring natural gas into Europe and turn around and ask our adversaries, countries like Russia and the countries in OPEC, to produce more oil while you're trying to suppress that energy production here in our country. I mean, it absolutely defies common sense. And of course, now what the administration and our colleagues across the aisle in Congress are working on is a big tax and spend plan that will add to this inflation problem. Think about it. More tax, more spend, more regulation is going to just drive inflation even further. And so they're saying, well, look, with this tax and spend bill, gee, nobody that makes less than $400,000 is going to have to pay more tax. It's just the people that make more than $400,000 are going to have to pay more tax. Well, the fact is, inflation is a tax on every American every single day in every product they buy. And who does it hit the hardest? The people with low income. It hits them the hardest. That's the wrong policy. It's the wrong approach. We need to go back to empowering the people that produce energy in this country. They do it better than anyone in the world, and they do it with the best environmental stewardship. And that was the track we were on before this administration came in with the kind of policies that are preventing that. And we need to get back to the right approach.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio at thecrudelife.com.
And a top of the morning to you folks live from the Permian Basin hiring events, MCM Grand Fun Dome and Hotel. My name is Jason Spies. I am with The Crude Life here, and we are being joined today by Jordan Sadler.
Yes, sir.
Did we say that right, Sadler?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Jordan Sadler, he's with Drag Up Coffee. Drag Up Coffee. And it looks like you got a Gmail address, so that says startup, pal.
Yep, definitely a startup.
All right, good deal. So we got a startup coffee company here. How's that going, by the way? We'll get into your coffee shop, your specific coffee blend and why it separates from the pack. But, you know, the craft breweries and the coffee shops kind of seem to, they went kind of around that same spike of momentum, you know, as far as startups go. And then, of course, COVID happened and the pandemic, and then, of course, people maybe didn't realize they didn't like hops as much as they thought, so the IPA market kind of leveled out, and same thing with coffee, of course, you know. People, they try different kinds, and so it's hard to navigate those first 5 years of a spike because so many people are trying different things, and you don't know what to really go towards and everything. So yeah. Explain, how's the startup going? Where are you guys at? And I'll shut up for a while and let you talk.
So we're based out of Houston, Texas. We started Drag Up Coffee in October, September of 2020, about mid COVID season, I guess you would call it.
When was that again?
Like August, September of 2020.
Okay.
So I was working offshore for a subsea company, and I told my wife that I wanted to invest the money into something. Coffee was something that everybody drinks. Everybody needs some sort of caffeine, except for like the 1% to 2% who don't. And I actually ended up running into a coffee bean farmer. Like around the time I was coming up with the company and thinking and planning out how I want to do it, I ran into the farmer. So it was kind of like a sign to me. I cut out all middleman. So I go straight to source and we do all small batch roasting. So like I said, we work directly with the farmers in Honduras. So you get a coffee that's from farm to bag, not a bean that's been sitting around, not a coffee that's been sitting around after being roasted for a year or two and then being sold to you. So our coffee is literally one of the freshest you can possibly get.
Right. There's not a lot of middlemen.
Yeah.
Well, that's time, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm from North Dakota, and we honestly, the state didn't even basically hear of an oil rig until 2008, right?
Yeah.
So, well, it was all agriculture for so long because, quite honestly, the 80s and late 70s was the last oil activity in North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking 30 years of generations, right, of no oil and gas experience at all.
Yeah.
But we do have ag.
Yeah.
And here's what I know about ag is the minute you cut something off of the stalk or the vine, there's an expiration date.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if it's a cucumber or a legume.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of legumes up in North Dakota. We've like number one in the pulse crop. So we talk about that quite a bit, you know, with these ag or when we have rail shortages and backing up trains and, mm-hmm. you know, and that sort of thing with the railroad. That becomes problematic, and then you put middlemen in there,
yep.
and all of a sudden now you got that. So
and if they have any sort of issue within their company, then you have to deal with that, and that time frame extends, and so on and so on. It's a domino effect.
Well, let's talk about Drag Up Coffee a little bit. I'm looking at the donut shop because for me, I'll be honest, man, I like me a black coffee. The bolder, the better. I don't get too much into the flavored coffee, but you know what? A few of the friends I have and girlfriends in my past, they don't get into the non-flavored stuff. They like a little hint of a pecan here, and they
yeah.
like a little hint of a little Irish cream. I don't know how you guys do it, but talk to me about the different varieties of coffee that you have.
So the donut shop I call the relationship blend. So it's normally one person in the relationship usually likes non-flavored coffee. The other person tends to like all the creamer in the world. So with the donut shop, that's what it is. It's non-flavored. And with it being small batch roasted and freshly roasted, you get zero bitter bite. So whenever you put or your significant other puts in any type of creamer or flavoring whatsoever is what it's going to taste like. When I go do, you know, holiday markets and little farmers markets and stuff here and there just to help get the name out there, I'll bring a Fruity Pebbles creamer. And anybody who loves Fruity Pebbles will understand, you know, that's amazing.
To listen to the full-length interview, visit thecrudelife.com.
Somebody like you, they say you're too damn small, and I won't pretend it don't matter at all. But no matter what the trouble ahead is, don't regret this time that I spent.
Hey folks, Jason speaks with The Crude Life, and you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Well, Mike has another fabulous offer for each and every one of the listeners out there on his standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98 now for only $19.98. That's less than $20. This holiday season, give the gift of sleep. A good sleep for only $19.98 regularly. $69.98. That's $70 down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Or call 1-800-598-4268 and use the promo code Otis. That's a $70 pillow down to $20. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Otis.
For more than 100 years, First International Bank and Trust has been headquartered in Western North Dakota, home of the Bakken. Our proven record of mineral management, appraisal, and brokerage services is now enhanced by the only Bakken-specific software, Mineral Tracker. Trust First International Mineral and Land Services and Mineral Tracker to protect your interests and help build and preserve a financial legacy for generations to come.